Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Tzadik Dalet. We're holding right after the Mishnah, Tzadik Gimel Omid Beis. And the focus of today's Gemara is going to be on the Pasuk, the beginning of Parshas Tzav, in the Parsha of the Korban Chatos, which they got in the Pasuk. We have here in number 5 of the Torah Ora Sholem, Kol HaShiyiga B'Bsara Yikdosh, V'Asher Yize Midoma Al HaBeged, Asher Yize Oleha, if any of the dam of the para splattered on a beged, presumably big day kahuna, asher yize oleha, the chabes b'makom kodesh is a special din of kibbutz in the azara. The lashon of the pasuk is somewhat verbose, if you will, a little wordy, because it says asher yize, that will be spritzed, will splatter midoma from the dam achatos ala beged, asher yize oleha. No, we already said Vasher Yize Midoma. What do we need Vasher Yize Oleho for? So based on that, we're going to have a number of drushes, as we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara Menani Mili. Menani Mili is going on the fact that in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said not only when it goes and spritzes on a baget, but even nitzes alhu oir. Oir meaning leather, or meaning the hide, the skin of the animal, depending, of course, at what stage we're talking about. So back in the Mishnah, we had, in fact, a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lozer, the Gabi Oir Shehufshat. What means an Oir Shehufshat? The Oir had already been flayed, had already been stripped off of the carbon, and now this Oir is sitting there, standing there in the Azara, and now some of the blood spilled on it, or splashed on it. What's the din? Does it require kibbutz or not? We had a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Lozer in the Mishnah. And the Gemara is going to expand upon that. How do we know that the halacha of the splattering of the dam doesn't only apply to a baget, but even to an oir meaning the hide of the animal? Titan Rabban, we learned in a braisa, baget, ainli ela baget. Torah only says, a sheyiza al ha baget. How do we know that even oir, which is not a baget, menan the rabbis, or misha hofshat, that oir after it's been flayed from the animal, even though at the moment it's just a cow hide or a sheep hide, goat hide, how do I know at this point it already has this din that if blood splatters on it, there's a din of kibbutz m'makom kodesh? Talmud loyma asher yize oleh hatachabes, meaning that the asher yize oleh is really ibrik, superfluous. We already said asher yize midoma ala beged. The pasuk could have finished off tachabes m'makom kodesh. What do we have to repeat the Asher Yiza Olea Techaves? It comes to be Marbe, not only a Beged Asher Yiza Olea, but even other things which Asher Yiza Olea. So it comes to include even Or. Yachshari Marbe Or Achvei Hufshat. Maybe if the Or is still connected to the body of the Korban, even then there should also be a din of Techaves and Makam Kodesh, Tamaloymer Beged. After all, it does say the word beged, so beged at least gives you an indication of what we're talking about. Ma beged haro'ui lekabel tuma, afkal haro'ui lekabel tuma, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. It's got to be ro'ui lekabel tuma. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, only a beged is ro'ui lekabel tuma. If the beged, if the oir is still attached to the back of the animal, until it becomes like a beged, there's going to be a long, long process involved. So says Gemara, that's not included, says Rabbi Yehuda. But hufshat ya, shaloi hufshat nish. Reb Loza starts off the same way. Beged ain't the beged, but now the rabbi said, how do I know besides beged, you'd also have sack, that sackcloth. Sackcloth, explains Rashi, is made from noitza shel izim, from the hairs of the back of the goat. Lechol mine begodim, and even other types of begodim, which are unrelated to animals and unrelated to what we would normally think of a beged. Normally we think of a beged, Rashi says, stam begodim, but Torah is tzemer upishtim. Tzemer being, of course, wool, and pishtim meaning out of flax, linen. But how do I know the sackcloth, and how do I know the chol mine begodim? Rashi says at the top, mine begodim, shirim, kalach, usrikin, which are all different types of silk. So how do I know that silk garments also require such a kibbutz v'makom kodesh? Tam loimar asher oleha techaves. Gemara leaves out one word. It says really asher yize oleha techaves. But presumably the reason why the Gemara leaves it out is either it's a printing mistake or asher oleha to go and tell you that the din of the splattering of the blood doesn't have to be dafka on a beged. but any aleha, any type of thing which is similar to a beged, also the same halacha applies. Keep his makam kaddish. Yochashini marba or misha hofshat says now, Rabbi Elazar, I would think since I've included sackcloth and I've included silk garments, maybe I should even include oir, the hide, misha hofshat, as soon as it's flayed from the animal. Tamaloimer beged. No, it's got to be more or less like a beged. My beged dover hamekabel tumah. Afkol dover hamekabel tumah. Now notice that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar are pretty close in their terminology, but there is a distinction. Because Rabbi Yehuda says it's got to be a beged haro'ui lekabel tumah. Masha'en ken Rabbi Elazar says it's got to be dover ha-mekabel tumah. So what's the difference? It sounds almost like a nuance, semantics. It's almost the same, right? This is a beged haro'ui lekabel tumah, and this is a beged ha-mekabel tumah. So the question is, my benayu, so Gemara is asking a good thing, what's the difference? And the Gemara gives three answers to that question. The first answer is from Abaya. The other two are both from Rava, as we will see. Amar Abaya. Matlis p'chusa mi-sholosh ikabinai. The Gemara says, sholosh mi-sholosh etzbo'ois, three fingers. That means the three finger lengths or three finger widths. We have a matlis. Matlis means a shmata. Shmata is a small piece of material that both people look upon as a rag to go and use for cleanup. That's if it's a matlis, which is at least three etzbois and more. If it's so small that it's less than three etzbois, three etzbois is like three fingers on top of this. Mamash agunish. How much can you use for that? If there's a spill of coffee on the table, so if you have a big rag, you can clean it up. If it's less than 3x3, it's basically worthless. And therefore, normally when it comes to Hilchos Tumah v'Tahara, if it's less than 3x3 etzbois, it's not mekabel tumah, because it's not considered to be a beged. It's even less than a beged. It's basically gunished. By the way, this is by Anim, you're talking about Ashirim. It's not a shear of Sholish etzbois, it's a shear of Shloish etzvach. But we're talking about the minimum of the minimum of the minimum shear. That's the 3x3. So less than that, since there is no din of Kabbalah's Tumah, is there a din of Kibbus Mokim Kodesh? Mandi Amar Ro'oi, Hanami Ro'oi, the Iboi Chashiv Alei. Mandi Amar Dama Makabal Tumah, Hamila Bas Kabulim Tumahi. So the second Mandi Omar that says it's got to be a Dover HaMakabal Tumah, which of course is Rebbe Elazar says, we already said it's less than 3x3, it's not a beged. No Chashivas, it's not Makabal Tumah. So if any blood splatters on it, forget about it. There's no din of techapis b'mokim kodesh. So why does Rabbi Yehuda disagree? Because Rabbi Yehuda says that it's ro'oi. Chishev alei. What's the chishev alei? Zok Rashi, chishev alei. What happens if a person has a hole in his pants? Don't tell anybody. So what do you have to do? You have to put a patch on. That patch very often could be less than 3x3. If your pants have a hole which is larger than 3x3, you have to reconsider whether you're going to put a patch or whether you should go and throw the pants out. But that's a separate story. But the point of this Gemara is, so even though Basher Husham, when I look at this little piece of material, 2x2, 2.5x2.5, less by 3x3, that's nothing. Come, just throw it in the trash bin. Somebody else says, no, put it away. You never know. There might be a hole in somebody's pants today, tomorrow, or whenever. And then we'll be able to go and use it. So it has a chashivas after all. So even though now it's not a davar hamakabel tumah, but it's davar haro'ui lekabel tumah. Because if and when we take use it for that patch, that will be a stitch in time saves nine. Everybody will say, okay, Father, how did you know to hold on to that piece of material? Well, you know, I think about these things from time to time. Psh, very smart. Penny saves is a penny earned, etc., etc. So that's the machlokes, therefore, between Reb Elazar and Reb Yehuda. The nafkamina would be such a small little piece of material, which is a small little beged fabric, 2x2, that there's a machlokes whether or not you have to have kibbutz, the makom kodesh.
So that's the yishev alav. If we just had a little 2x2, but
you don't even have to. The iboi chashev alav, even if he was not. But the fact that if he would have, could have, should have used it for such a small patch.
Even if he wasn't, in his head.
Even if he was, exactly. Rashi says, Chishev alo letakin chalukah. If he would, Iboy, not that Chishev alo. If he's Chishev alo mamish, could be everybody would agree. It's a little makabel tumah. However, since we're not talking about that, he's Chishev alo. But rather, he could, the boy, if he would want to, he could put it aside for a patch, and that would be a wonderful thing. He wouldn't have to go into the fabric store and start measuring in small pieces. Da, da, da. I have a shtickle patch, and I can use it for my suit. So that is enough to be a dover haroi lekabel tuma, and therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, any splashing, any splattering of dam, you have to chabz makom kodesh. So that's the first teretz of Abaya. Rava now comes with two terutzim. Rava says, Rava Omar beged shechishiv alei litzura ikka benayu. What does it mean? The word over here, litzura, on the side, they change the gears slightly, litzairoi, and Rashi says litzairoi over here means to embroider, right? Rashi uses the term maase roikein, like you have in Chumash lagabe the various big day kahuna and the various yurioys on the Mishkan. Sometimes it says Masi Oreg, and sometimes it says Masi Roikem. You remember Rashi and Chumash discusses the differences between the two. So Roikem is a form of embroidery. Now what happens if a dress manufacturer has made out a beautiful, beautiful dress, and the lady who intends wearing it says, to add a little bit of touch to it, I'd like you to go and embroider it on the side, make a nice hem on the bottom, on the top, on the front, and the dumb, and the dumb. Can you already wear the dress the way it is? Yes. However, the chishev olah letzairoi, the intent of the tailor or of the owner is to add this embroidery to make it presumably even fancier and even nicer and more presentable, or why, whatever reason people would do things like that. So Rava Amar Beged Shechishev Alei Letzairoi Ikabenayu. Ah, Samandi Amar Ro'ui Hanami Roy. It's Roy to be worn right now as a beged. It's a finished product in the sense that it could be used. The boy Mavatalei Lamakshavte. He could easily call up the tailor and say, or the lady would call up the tailor, I changed my mind. I need the dress tonight for a bar mitzvah, for a chasana. Don't embroider it. No, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Send over the dress right now. Ah, so you can mavatal the machshava, and then it would be ro'oi lekabel tuma miyad. Mashen ki madiyom etover makabel tuma, v'hashta mi'alav v'las kabuli tuma. It's still not a finished product in the sense that the owner does not intend to wear it until this embroidery is done. So therefore, it's like a ro'oi lekabel tuma, but it's not a finished product of a finished baggage over Hamek Abeltum.
Why is Hamek Abeltum now, if it's usable? Just because shouldn't the world would use it, but the Adam, but if it's generally usable, it's just Torah's kli, it should be mekabel tuma now, even without the extra embroidery, the trimmings.
Mm-hmm. No, I hear you loud and clear. The Gemara is considering that when we have a din of tumma going and
attaching to a kli,
attaching to a beged, attaching to anything, it has to be a kli as opposed to a golem. And even though, as far as you and I and Bill and all the others assembled here today, we would consider this dress to be a beautiful dress and finished product, you can wear it right now, as long as the owner of that dress has no intention of using it now as a dress because it's not finished, he or she ordered that it has to have a little bit more of hemming and embroidery and design, top and bottom, whatever. So that's the machshava that we need to go and be morid it into the realm of Tumah V'Tahara. Till that point, it's still considered to be a golem kli and not a finished kli. We don't go after das or oilam, we go after the das of that individual owner. Just like the case of the patch that we spoke back a moment ago. Could be 99% of the world to take a 2.2, a 2-inch, two etzboys piece of rag, and they would say, just throw it out. If and when we need to get a patch, we'll worry about it then. But nevertheless, if the ba'alim are machshavet, or at least they could have such a machshavet, and they say, no, I'm not going to throw things out. I learned from my elder babi, you never throw anything out if it still has even the slightest amount of minimal value. You never know when it can be used in the future. So therefore, it's machshav hit it to be a potential beged. Not a beged yet, but it could be a beged. So here too, it could be a beged. It's not a full-fledged beged yet because the owner doesn't want to wear it yet until that embroidery. Anyway, that's the machloket between Rav Lozer and Reb Yehuda. And now Rava Omar, it's a strange Gemara because we just said four lines ago Rava Omar. And that's why you see before Rava Omar, or in between Rava and Omar, there's a hey, which tells us that there's another girsa that you add Aleph Dalet, which means Ikadiamri. Another pshat of Rava. Either that Rava said both pshatim or Ikadiamri, another version of what Rava said In other words, not like the first version, but a different version. But it's basically the same. What is the teretz of Rav? And now in utzva, the chashiv alol likatza. We've had the term utzva before. Utzva means a spread. The spread could be used over a table, for instance, as a tablecloth. It could be spread over the floor, over the floor to be used as a rug, as a mat, or in some occasions, some people may even want to lie down on it as a temporary bed if they don't have a proper mattress, whatever, they would lie down on this utzva. The choshev alol likatza. Truth be told, that this utzva, this bread, is perfect. However, the Baalim want to go and cut it down to shape. Just like if you have, for instance, a tablecloth which is too long for your table, what do? You know, the best, of course, would be to cut it, but it could be that this tablecloth is very, very valuable, so you don't want to cut it. So what do most people do? So they go and fold it on the top and the bottom, and from the side. So here they have the same type of thing. This utzva, this spread, was made out of the oir, which had been flayed from an animal, and it does a great job in covering the table, but it's a little bit too long, or even if it's not too long, but the edges are still rough edges. In other words, you took it off the animal, it's not cut down to size exactly. So you intend going lakata to go and take a nice scissors or whatever you use to go and cut all of the edges. It should really be a beautiful utzva. Oh wow, I haven't seen utzva like that in such a long time. So nicely cut. Blah, blah, blah. Same thing in Kibbutz. You could use it right now. Yes, of course, you're right. You didn't trim it, you didn't cut it, but you could use it. So it's roi lekabotum. Since his intention is to go and do the trimming, until he does the trimming, it's still not a final product, not mekabotum. And therefore, that would be the nafki mina legabi, which has the status of beget for purposes of kibbutz begodim, the makom kadosh in the azar.
You had all these things in the makom kadosh. You had an embroidery, someone's going to embroider. So what are we talking about here?
It's the parallel.
No, but what's the situation? Where do you have a beget of a koi?
No, you have the oar. We're talking about the oar. We're just talking about the raw skin.
Brother Shai is going back on the earlier gemara with the embroidery. As far as the embroidery is concerned, what type of beget? Are there any big de kahuna that had a maser roiken? You'd have to check it out in Chumash, perhaps, yes. And even if not, you could have the Israelim who are standing there in the 11 Amis in the Ezras Yisrael, all watching how the carbon is being now geshochten and the Kabbalah Saddam, and one of the people who is standing at the front of the line, so to speak, unfortunately some of the blood splattered from the mizrach. Ay, 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 my brand new suit, I bought it for Kavod Shabbos, for Kavod Yom Tov, I'm using it here in the base of Migdash, never's got all splattered. Well, did you do that final embroidery on it? No, I was really desperate because my other suit was at the cleaner, so I used this one, it wasn't really a fair thing to clean. In other words, you can at least have theoretical thoughts about how this might have occurred. But getting back to our Gemara, Zokti Gemara Vihotanya. Vihotanya is Belosha Nichusa. I'll bring you a raya that an utzva that didn't have that final ketzia, didn't have that trimming yet, is not considered to be a final claim. Vihotanya Reb Shimon ben Manasseh Oimer, utzva shechisha v'leh lekatza tohoira achiyakzi, and any type of such utzva, such type of spread that you're going to use as a tablecloth or as a mat or what have you, if your intentions were going to go and cut it, and we haven't cut it yet, it's tohar until that cutting takes place, because it's not considered to be a final kli, it's still a goylem kli until you do that final trimming.
It goes like Rabbi Yenian, so.
That would go like Reb Elozer. The Reb Elozer says there has to be Dovra HaMakabaltum and not a Dovra HaRoyakabaltum. Very good. And we continue on by Tizuk Dimora Einto in Kibbutz. Now, what is this referring to? In our Mishnah, we had a list of three items three requirements for Kibbutz. We had Einto in Kibbutz Ela Mokum Dam. Mokum Dam means you have a large beged, and there's only a stain on one part of the beged. That's where you need the Kibbutz. You don't have to Mechabes the entire beged. V'dovishu Roy LeKabel Tuma. That's the machlekes that we just had now between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elozer. And as we'll see in the Gemara in a moment, the Mishnah is telling us that the halacha is like Reb Yehuda. It doesn't have to be a davar ha mekabeltum. It's enough to be davar shiroi lekabeltum. What's the difference between a davar mekabeltum and shiroi lekabeltum? We just had the three nafkiminis, abaye with the small matlis, a small rag, and the other two pshotim of Rava. One about it still didn't have that final embroidery, and or it didn't have that final trimming. So that was the three nafkiminis. So the Mishnah is paskening like Reb Yehuda. It's got to be dover haroi lekabotum. And finally, the Mishnah says veroi lekibus. What does veroi lekibus mean? So that's what the Gemara is going to explore now. All of these three requirements. So number one, ein toin kibus except for the mokum adam ino ani mili the toner ban yochel nitas al mixes beged ye kala beged toin kibus. I would think once it gets a stain, you have to put the whole thing into the washing machine or wash out the whole beged. Why does the pasuk repeat this asheyiza? It already said asheyiza midoma ala beged asheyiza aleha. It comes to tell you dafka the mokum hazor or the stain. That's what you have to go and techabes, but not anything else. Asheyiza limatlecha mokum adam buvan. Fine. Next shikul domishu roy lekabel tuma zokti moris stomach Reb Yehuda. The Gemara is now the Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKodesh first brought the Machloikis, and Machloikis V'ach Kastam in the very same Mishnah. Yeah, Machloikis Reb Yehuda, Reb Elazar, but we paskin like Reb Yehuda, and that's why he says Dover Shiroi LeKabotum and not a Dover HaMekabotum. What's the Ro'ui LeKibus? Zokti Gemara, that's Lamute Kli to Bar Greiduhu, or there's another Girsa Bar Greiruhu, which means that when you want to go and clean clothing, how do you clean the clothing? By washing them out with water, with soap, with detergent of various kinds. Here you're talking about a kli. You don't put a kli into a washing machine. How do you go and clean out a kli that has blood on it? Then you have to go and scrape it sometimes. It's about gradable. Therefore, it's not royal kibus. That's what our Mishnah told us when it says in the Pasuk, Asheyizoleh techabes, techabes the lashon of giving it to the laundry, that any time you had a dirty pot, did you go and bring it to your laundromat? Did you give it to your Chinaman? He looks like he was very crazy. You know, this is for cleaning clothing and not for cleaning kelim. For kelim, which are used in the Beis Hamikdash, you're going to have to perhaps scrape it. The word greater is like the word greater to scrape. Echad abeg v'yechad asak we had in the Mishnah, v'yechad hu oyer. Now we're going to focus now in the next Shukri Gemara about the Or. We already spoke about it a little bit. We're assuming we're talking about Or Misha Hufshat, an Or which has already come off the back of the animal, where according to everybody, right, there was a Machloik to the Gabi Or She'ena Hufshat, but once it's a Hufshat. Good. Zokti Gemara Lememra, the Or Bar Kibusu. Since you're saying in the Mishnah, the Echad HaBeged, the Echad HaSak, the Echad Or, Toin Kibus, is the Hamashma that you can be mechavis, you can go and launder a piece of or, a piece of leather. Right, I'll ask you a kasha, hoisa olov lashleshes. This is halacha, this price is talking about hilchos Shabbos. What happens on Shabbos? You have to be careful if one of your garments gets dirty, how you're going to clean it today, or whether you're just going to leave it for Matzah Shabbos. Because if you clean it on Shabbos, often you can be over on the Isser of Kibus, which is a part of Melabe, one of the Lametes Melachos. You're not allowed to go and do laundry on Shabbos. So, you have to be careful. But what happens if I need to go and clean something? So the Braisa tells us what the maximum cleaning methods would be. If it had on it. Now, what is the it that we're speaking about? We're talking, says Rashi, about a kar, not a car, C-A-R, a kar chof resh. A kar is something which is used as a pillow or a cushion. And unfortunately, on it, it had a lash leshes. Lash leshes, says Rashi, means a giul shel roik oy shel tsoya. Unfortunately, it had a bad schmutz on it. Giul is very dirty. Shel roik, either of spittle, or of tsoya, or of excrement. Right, this is not a pleasant thing to have to deal with at any time of the week, but especially on Shabbos. Now, you want to use this to rest and to lie down. Apparently, you didn't have enough pillows at home, so you want to use this kar. So it really depends on whether the kar is made out of beged, made out of soft fabric, or whether it's made out of oyer, it's made out of leather. What's the difference? Says the Braisa. How is Allah? If Allah, if it had on the kar shel beged, that's the soft fabric, this lashleshes, this terrible piece of dirt, mekanchem smartut, what you can do is you can go and take a rag and rub it off and clean it off, however, without water, says Rashi. Because if you're going to have a wet smartut to go and remove the lichluch, to remove this lashleshes, you're going to be over on the din of melabein, which is an av melach. tunish. So a dry smartut, you can go and try to rub it off by using such as a dry rag. Now what happens to hoisa shel or? This car was not made out of fabric, it was made out of or, made out of leather. What you can do is put it under the faucet and let water go on it until this leshes, until this dirt falls away and done. Don't go and rub it. In other words, don't do any scrubbing, any rubbing. Just let the water, let it go down. So what do I see from this? L'choira, I see from this that even though you put water on a piece of leather, it is not called kibbutz. Why is it not called kibbutz? Because if it would be kibbutz, it would be also to do on Shabbos. Sure. Ah, so now it's right to Gemara. So I see that ur is really not roi l'kibbutz. It doesn't have a status of kibbutz. Yet in our Mishnah, we said that echad abegid v'echad asak v'esa ur to unin kibbutz, they do require kibbutz. My good friend, there is no such thing as kibbutz by ur, because you see that on Shabbos you're allowed to have the water flow down on this ur, and it's not considered to be kibbutz. You're not being over the isra of malave. So why over here are you telling me that you should go and take this or and do kibbutz? The word kibbutz doesn't apply to or. The two cannot be used in the same sentence, so to speak.
But this is raw leather, and this is the car is finished leather.
Mm-hmm.
And finished leather is harder.
Now, did you want to distinguish between one and the other?
Yes.
Okay, so you're now mechaven to Rava, Baruch Hashem. The Rava is going to say there's a difference between koshin and rakin, when things are soft leather and things are hard leather.
Based on Midrash, the ore is...
Okay, so well, Mitchum will get to it. We're not up to that current yet.
It's either one or the other.
Or the other, exactly. That or that you just said now, you could write with an aleph, and that would really be enlightening.
You're
very witty comment.
Especially
at this time of the year. The nafkimina would be between Rabban and Achim. Who is the Rabban and Achim? The sign we have a braisa. Habegit v'asak mechapsai. Now this is talking about Nochamu, our sugya, the dam chatos that splattered on either a begit or sackcloth, or onto a kli, or to oir, what do you do? The sign is shaking the braisa. Habegid basak b'chapsay. Begid and sak require the kibbutz, like we had in our Mishnah. Echad habegid v'echad asak, tunin kibbutz. What about a kli? What happens if you had the splattering of blood onto a kli, a vessel, or onto oir, or to the leather products that we're talking about? Megararoi. Megaroi is similar to the word Dvar Greda. We have before Greda, Megaroi. These two terms are basically either synonymous or interchangeable. Greda, Greda. So what do you do with a Kli and the Or? There it's really not Roi Lekibus. You can't go and put a Kli or an Or into your washing machine. So what you have to do is you have to scrub, you have to rub, you have to scrape off any type of blood that has come onto either the Or onto the Kli.
Dry cleaning,
exactly. Acherim oimrim habeged v'hasak v'oir mechabsoi v'akli megarroi. As you see that the Rabban and Acherim agree on three out of the four. They both agree the beg and sack, kibbutz. They both agree on the kli megarroi. That's the scraping. The machlokes v'kabi the or. The Tanakhama says that the or is megarroi, while the Acherim says no, the or is also mechabsoi. Oh, so beautiful. So that's the machloik is therefore between our Mishnah and that halacha that we learned in Masechta Shabbos. Our Mishnah, which says that there is a din of kibbutz even by or. No, no, the achirim. Achirim said, begi by sakla, or machabzik. Not Mishnah, like word for word, like achirim. Mashenken, the braisa dealing with the lashleshes that fell on the karshal or, that you can even put mayim until it comes off. Oh, that goes according to Tveitaman, the according to Rabbanan, that say, or Megaro, it's not Shaykh, the Indian of Kibbutz, and therefore you're going to have to go and scrape it off, because it was Shaykh Kibbutz, it would be also to do on Shabbos. Good. Lutimarkiman Azla, Hodiyam Ravchia Bar Ashi, since we have introduced it as Machlebitin Rabbanan Nacherim, let's talk about the famous story, and the Gemara is going to quote this story three times today on this same daf. Twice on the Amid Aleph, one on the Amid Beis, as you'll see shortly. There were a number of times, in the Kami Darav, I was in front of Rav on Shabbos, and Rav's shoes got very muddy. What did I do? What I did was, I took those shoes, and I allowed them to get
washed.
To wash, but not washed in terms of person washing it with a beged, just to soak it in water, mm-hmm. so that the mud would come off. Similar to the karshel oil that we're talking about before, that you just let the water flow on it until hopefully the lichluch would fall off, that gil shel roike shel tzoya would come off. Same thing as the gabi, the shoes, I would also let it go under the faucet until the mud would come off of the shoes.
Let it go with the flow.
Let it go with the flow. Ah, your comments are flowing. Zoki Mar Kiman, who's the one that holds like this? Oh, this is like the Rabbanan. Why is it like the Rabbanan? Because the Rabbanan said that there is no such thing as kibbus ba'or. You have to be megarerai. According to the Acherim, you wouldn't be allowed to do this l'choira, because just putting the water on your mechabsoi, you're now doing kibbus. Kibbus is prohibited on Shabbos. How would Rav allow Rav Chiya bar Ashi to go and clean the shoes on Shabbos by using the water? It must be because water is not considered to be kibbutz when you're talking about leather. In fact, if you wanted to go and remove the blood from the damchatas by the leather, putting it under the water doesn't do the trick. Megara, you got to go and scrape it off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, here he didn't do any scraping. He just let the water flow on it. So therefore, in Shabbos, there's no problem. It says, Kiman Kirabat. Omer Rava. So Rava heard this teretz, and he was not happy with the teretz. Why not? Or la bar kibasu. Is there in fact a real machlokes between the Rabbanan and the Acherim where the or is susceptible to kibbutz or not? Doesn't everybody hold this kibbutz boksiv? In the parsha of Mitzoyra, what does it say? V'habeged oyashsi oyayerev oykol kalihu oyer asher techaves v'sor mehem hanoga v'chubas sheinis v'toher. Person who has a beged, he wakes up one morning and finds his white shirt has different types of stains in that white shirt. And he says, I don't know, I didn't eat something or do something that would make such stains. Chamoyra, that's a negat saras. And he goes and shows it to the kohen. And the kohen says, it certainly looks like a negat saras. What we're going to do is we're going to test it. What are we going to do? We're going to bechubas. We're going to go and cleanse it. And we'll see whether or not the negat saras comes off. And we'll see it's not a negat saras. It was just a blood stain, or just an ink stain, or whatever type of stain. However, if it doesn't go off, and the pasuk says, v'chubashen, just do it a second time. Okay, what do I see from this? I see from this, it says, oikokli or asher techabes. Then the inyan of or is susceptible to kibbutz. So what do you tell me? The machlokes, whether this kibbutz by or not, machlokes, achomim, the rabbanan, and achayim, tzcha pasuk. Nobody can argue with the pasuk. Hello, merova, krom, masnis, in the tomb, beperakim. There's a difference between soft leather and the difference between hard leather. What means hard leather? If you have hard leather, you would never think of going and trying to go and wash it, because a hard shoe is not susceptible to washing. But if you have soft leather, for instance, if you have a leather gloves, lamushu, which got very badly soiled, you might decide to go and give it to the laundry and say, can you do something? I realize this is not your standard garment, but it's, we clean leather gloves all the time. We just charge twice as much, but sure, no problem. Anyway, so Rachin, you could have a kibbutz, and therefore, says Rava, the posik that we just quoted in Abay Tzaraz, Kokli Arsh Tchab, is talking about soft leather, and the same thing, our Mishnah, which said, Echad HaBeged V'Yechasav, Echad HaOr Tunin Kibbutz, is talking about soft leather. Where did we say the Gabi, the case of the Lash Leshes, that you can go and pour water on it, and you don't have to worry that that's deemed to be kibbutz? They was talking about a car that was harder. And therefore, since it was harder, you don't have to worry about it was made out of kashin.
Frank, doesn't make a difference whether it's waterproof or not.
I guess in the times of the Gemara, they didn't. I'm assuming I'm not involved in the manufacture of clothing, but I'm assuming that waterproof means that you put on some special chemical or whatever on the outside, so that it shouldn't be any water should not get into it and shouldn't go and ruin it. So I don't know that they knew of those chemicals or that processing at that time. So the Gemara doesn't discuss it. But anyway, you have the difference between the soft leather and the hard leather. The soft leather is susceptible to water and to kibbutz, or stay away. If it's talking about dam chatas, yes, you have to do kibbutz makom kodesh. And if you're talking about in Yoni Shabbos, if it's rach, then taka the water could go and cause kibbutz, prohibited. However, where's the machlokes between the Acherim and the Rabbanan in the Habegid Vasek, Sak Mechabsay, Akliba, or Megaroi, or Megaroi, or Mechabsay? If you're talking about heavy duty leather, thick leather, that's a different story. That's where the machlokes is, whether water causes kimbus or water, that is gunish, that's nothing. And you have to, if you really want to cleanse it, you have to go to Megaroi, you have to go and scrape it. Frank Dimara, Nochum, Vomer Rav Chia, Zimnin Sagin, Avakin, the Kami de Rav, Shechshuchi, Le Mesane, Bemayo. And the Gemara in the Havamin assumes that these shoes were made out of soft leather, and we're allowing for this soft leather to be running water on it to go and remove any mud, any dirt on the outside. But if it's soft, didn't we just say now in the name of Rava that a Rachin, everybody agrees that Rachin, if you go and have water flowing on it, it's a form of kibbutz. And he did this on Shabbos. And for the Gemara, no, it was not a soft leather shoe. It was a hard leather shoe. A caution. And it's going according to Rabbanon. What did the Rabbanon say before in that brisa? Or Megararai, because they hold that or and water does not cause kibbutz. It's water is ineffective, if you will, vis-a-vis hard leather. You want to go and remove stains and stuff, Megararai, you got to go and kratz it off. You have to scrape it. So this was the original pshat of Rava. Hodom Rava, and then Rava had second thoughts. And he said, Lam Milzi, the Amri. What I said originally was not 100% oskalt, not 100% correct. Why? Because neku namely the kra, the ksivan, parachim ksivan. Are you going to tell me that when it says in the pasuk abeger ashia eder v'kol kli oir asher techabes, the pasuk by Tzaras, they were only talking about rachin, the way Rava said initially, kra umasnisen rachin, to go and make an ukimta in the Gemara to say that the Mishnah is only talking about rachin or kashin or kashin or rachin. That makes a lot of sense. We have that every day in the Gemara, or at least we have it frequently. But to go and say that a pasuk which is on the surface, any kli or to say no, we only mean kli or rachin and not kashin. That's a kashin. That's a shver of pshat. We want to have a rachin, a much more softer type of pshat that everybody can accept, and everybody says, "Yo, I give all the pshat." So therefore, to go and say the cross don't matter rachin ksivan mi lo yaskinan, isn't the pasuk even talking about Bechlei achsalgia haboy medina sayom, any type of kli or that the pasuk is referring to. Now, what exactly is kli achsalgia? Rashi says two lines from the bottom: achsalgia or sholuk v'kasha. Or sholuk means it was boiled leather and it was hard. Apparently, boiled leather is even harder than your regular leather. So, bottom line is, since the Torah doesn't distinguish when it says kol kli or, isn't referring to taka kol kli or. Hard and soft alike. The Kamer Rachmanim, the Torah says, Niboy Kibus, you have to go, if you go to the Kohen will tell you. You have a Negat Tzaras. Techabes, even if it's Kli Achsalgia, real hard leather. So, what do you see from this? That my Teres, Lechoyer, says Rava, doesn't hold water. Certainly, if you held the water, then we'd be a Shail of Kibus. Ela Amar Rava, and therefore Rava says, I make a slight emendation. Rava doesn't change the pshat from A to Z. He still continues with the difference between the rachin and the kashin. The only difference is that now Rava says on the posik of Tzaras, which I previously said that the posik and the Mishnah talking about both rachin, the Mishnah is taka rachin. The other brayso that we talked about is even kashin. But the posik is not talking about rachin, the posik is talking about both rach and kashin. Didn't you go and say that there is no such inyan of kibbutz by a dover kosher, at least it's a machloikis, the Rabbanan, and the Acherim? Lomarova, Tzaras, kim de migufe kaparcha, mechalchle, umishavi lorach. Since by Tzaras, what's happening? We have this Nega Tzaras. Nega Tzaras wasn't superimposed by a magician or a malach that went and put the Nega Tzaras on the beged, but rather miki migufe. It came out on its own. It sprouted from the gufe, from the material itself. A Kodesh Baruch Hu made that this material should now sprout this terrible nega. Mechalchale, it weakens the fabric or weakens whatever the object is. Meshav l'rach. So even if you started off with a heavy-duty leather like this kli achsalgia that comes from Medina Siyam, which is boiled leather and it's heavy-duty and it's really hard, if a Negat Tzaras comes in the outside, that means a Negat Tzaras somehow came from the fabric of the fabric, from the actual item itself. So it's not a foreign object like a dam that's coming from the Chatos, or a lichluch of Giul, of Rashi said before, either of Roik or of Tzoya. It comes from the fabric itself. That being the case, it softens up. So even though it was originally advertised and you bought it and it was taka hard, But now with the Neged Tzaraas, you'll feel that it's much softer at this time. So really, all we're doing, according to Rav, according to this new pshat, is just changing the fabric of this pasuk by the Tzaraas. Don't think the Kliya Arsh Techav is only referring to Rachel, it's referring to any Kliyar, because even the heart becomes soft if there's a Neged Tzaraas on it. But otherwise, no problem. Amar Rav. So Rav says now, Ikashali, if I have a kasha on my pshat, hakashali. What's bothering me is the karm v'kastoy. Terachinenu. Oh. In other words, what have we resolved with the difference between the rachin and the kashin? We resolved that the Mishnah is talking about rach. And that's the reason why, or it could be toin kibbutz. Therefore, dam falls on it, you have to be mechabes. Where else do we have rach? Well, the pasuk that we spoke about started off either with heavy-duty leather or rach, but it became rach as a result of neged tzaraas. Fine. Where do we have the case of the kashin? The case of the kashin is that machloikis that we had, the gabi, if the dam splatters on oyer, where the Tanakhama says, oyer megaroi, you can't use kibbutz, yeah? The water's not going to help it, you got to scrape. And the chayim said, no, or mechabza, you can wash that as well. That was talking about the kashin. Fine, I understand that. Machloikis. But now let's get back to the lashleshes case. Lashleshes, when you had this dirt that finds itself on top of a car, and you're saying that the car, if it's made out of fabric, all you have to do is, don't put water on it, chalila, that'd be a problem of kibbutz, just take a dry rag and try to rub it off. But don't put water. Kibbutz, chalila. However, if it's a car, shel or we said, then you can let the running water run on it, and it won't have a din of kibbutz. Why now? Because it's made out of art. Or there's no din of kibbutz by water. Ah, freitach limora. But if you're using this as a cushion or as a pillow, when's the last time you put a pillow under your head that was made out of rock? Mm. Only time we find that in history was by Yaakov Avinu. He used a rock for it. But most of us, you know...
Rock wasn't rock.
The rock wasn't
rock. My rock went up for you.
You see that?
He
said the rock wasn't rock. So now, but the question is, pretty more, but Karim v'kasta is the rachaninu. So there's Rashi at the top. Ein oisana oisana mi orach she noyach lishkavolav. You only make it nice and soft to be comfortable. In fact, when they advertise it, those are the big words. Soft cushions, soft pillows. Ah, machai, I can already see myself falling asleep on it and I have to say Krishna before I fall asleep. So I already dream about these soft cushions. That being the case, it's talking about rach. If it's talking about rach, how can you allow for the water to go on Shabbos? Oh, right, we just said now by rach, according to Rava, it's a form of kibbutz and the Shabbos, malave, what's going on? Therefore, Rava says, hikashli. What do I do now? Utanan, and now we're quoting again from the Omer Aleph. Or if that car was made out of leather, let water just spill on it and flow on it until the lichluch, until this gil goes off. Therefore, Rava now comes up with a further emendation of what he said before. And he's saying, kibbutz is defined as not just water flowing, but there's got to be kiskus. What means kiskus? It means you rub the beged one against the other, one side against the other. You used to have years ago, those washing boards that you used to go and rub it and scrape it, go back up and down, and then finally all the lichlich would come off. But if you didn't go and rub it, you just have water, that doesn't do the job. See, Rashi, the second line, kiskus, mishafshef tzidoy shel tzidoy zeh al tzidoy zeh. Don't take one side against the other, rub one against, and that's how you get the lichluch. That's so it's not only water, it's water together. So I'm rather called kibbutz, the less like kiskus, loish me kibbutz. Ah, so therefore, that's why on Shabbos you're allowed to go and take that karshal or and put it over or under the flow of water, just as long as you don't start rubbing it. You just let the water flow. That is not called kibbutz. So it's not kibbutz, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos.
Same thing you can do with a
beged. Oh, I was going to ask that right now. Beautiful. Freitimara, first we're going to talk about the shoe, and then we're going to talk to the beged in another few lines. What Bill is asking is, how come we say by the beged you can only use that smart tooth, that dry rag, if you're telling me that water without rubbing doesn't cause any kibbutz, so just like by the or, you say,
just rinse it off, don't use any elbow grease.
Exactly, just do the same thing we got with the beged. So it's an excellent question. The Gemara is going to ask that in another few lines. But in the meantime, we come back to that famous story. There was, on Shabbos, there was unfortunately some mud on the outside of his shoes. And I rinsed it on Shabbos. Oi, 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 oi. We just said now that just the flowing water alone, what's going on? Shikshikh lay misani b'mai. Everything more shikshikhin av a kibbus loy. In fact, there's another gears on the side, not kibbus, av a kiskuse loy. What's the difference between shikshikh and kiskuse? Kiskuse, we just said now, means that you go and rub one against the other. Shikshikh means that you just let it flow, let the water flow on it. Maybe you go and pull the shoe back and forth, but you don't do any rubbing on it. Oh, you don't do any rubbing, you're okay. So now the Gemara explains. Even if you're talking about soft leather, then everybody would agree, just as long as you don't do the kiskusi, you're okay. Even if you're talking about heavy-duty leather, this would be like the machlokes that we have between the Rabban and Acherim back on the Omer Aleph, where the Acherim say, or mechab soy, or is subject to, susceptible to kibbutz, but it's only subject to kibbutz if you go and do any type of rubbing. There was no rubbing of it, there was no kiskuse, and therefore that's why it is permissible on Shabbos. But now getting back to Bill's question, you just redefined kibbutz, rava, that it doesn't just involve water, but it involves also kiskus, ihachi beginami. Why don't you say by the begin also, why do you have to go and take this dry rag? Let also water flow on it. As long as you don't do the rubbing, you're fine, and it should be permissible on Shabbos. Everything more, there's a fundamental difference between beged and between ar. By beged, shriyasoi zehu kibusai. Just letting it soak in water alone, that already affects most of the kibus, most of the laundry. And I'm sure you will find if your wife or anybody else that has to launder a stain or whatever, very often before they'll first soak it. Even when they're washing the plates, they let them first soak in the pots and the pans.
Smart.
That's a
smart way to do it.
It's very smart. So they let it go and soak, and then afterwards, half an hour later, now it's much easier to go and finish off the cleaning. Rava l'tamei, Rava goes to Shitos, the Yom Rava, Zorek Suder l'mayim. On Shabbos, if you take a Suder means like a handkerchief, and you throw it into the water, why did you throw in the water? Presumably because it was dirty and you wanted to get clean. Chayev. But I didn't do any kiskuse. When you're talking about beged, the shriyaso izeu kibuse. Just throwing it into the water and leaving it in the basin or leaving it in the sink or leaving it in the bathtub after it's gotten and you leave it there in the water. I'm not going to go and rub it. Sorry, talks about beged. The shriyaso izeu hi kibuse. This could be for those that have small children that often cause making their diapers
and
they soil themselves. Exactly. So throughout the week, what the mother might do is go and put it into the bathtub full of water and just leave it there for a while, and that was already going to cause most of the kibbutz. But Shabbos, you can't do that according to our Gemara because of the fact that you also zehu kibbutz. You can put it into the bathtub, but no water.
You have to have backup garments.
Yeah, backup garments, right. The Omer of Zorak Suda Lamayim Chayv. And then Rav added Zorak Pishton Lamayim Chayv. If you go and take Pishton, which is flax, you throw it into the water, you're also Chayv. Now, Mor wants to know what's that all about. As Bishlam is Sudra, you understand, don't throw that into the water on Shabbos, you're Chayv of a kibbutz, like we just said. Shriyas is a kibbutz. And the Zorak Pishton, my time. Now, the Gemara is assuming we're talking about, at least
raw,
in the Havamina,
raw
flax and raw flax seeds. I don't know exactly how you plant flax, but I know that one of the fancy foods that people eat today is flax seeds. So presumably flax seeds are also used for planting flax. So Zukimura, Zora Pishton Maitam, if you just throw the Pishton seeds or the raw flax or whatever into water, what's the problem with that? V'chitayma, mishom demekadeach. Mekadeach, says Rashi, means maybe it's going to sprout in the water, and therefore it's going to be
Zariah.
A form of zriya. Mm-hmm. Why only talking about flax seeds? Why don't you go to wheat seeds or barley seeds? The same thing, you put into water, and you leave it on Shabbos, and then it might go and start sprouting. So tomorrow, no. The reason why flax seeds are different than other types of seeds, hanach islahu riri. Riri means that it's a particular type of mucus that it exudes from the zera pishton. And that's the problem. I still don't know what the problem is yet, but we're going to get to that in a moment. But Rashi tells us that as a result of that mucus, when you put that flax seeds together into the water, they're going to somehow coagulate, congeal, merge, and become one entity. Rashi says, midabki ahadodi. It becomes like devik, like glue. It becomes like an adhesive.
They attach
themselves. Freitimor shlochem nami. Isn't that the same thing when you're talking about shlochem, which are raw hides? When you go and throw them into the water, don't they also have that similar type of mucus that would cause them to also
be sticky
and to be an adhesive one to the other? So you might know there's a fundamental difference. Hasam ka'av elisha. Ah, the problem of throwing the flax seeds into the water is, by them becoming merged together as one, it becomes similar to the malacha of lush. Lush, of course, is kneading. Now, kneading, we always think of kneading that you knead the dough, 100%. But what are the two main ingredients when you're kneading dough? You have the water and the flour. Presumably, even without going and doing all of this, there would also be some sort of merging between the water and the flour. Of course, I wouldn't want to eat from the cake or the bread that's baked from that, but whatever. The point is, when you have these flax seeds in the water, that adhesive makes them all come together as one clump, and therefore it is similar to lush. I assume it's a told of lush, and that's the reason why Rava says, no good, don't do that on Shabbos. But when you, a minute. But if you're going through the wheat seeds, so on the barley seeds, they don't go and merge and become one, like one lisha, and therefore that would not be
so the matzias in the thing you're putting in the water.
Mm-hmm, exactly, matzias.
On Shabbos, you're out of luck if you need the dough.
Right, exactly right. And in fact, even during the week, you're out of luck if you need the dough. He's asking whether you were the one that asked. So I told them all that were you to be here, you'd be able to go and tell them all about the Heiligkeit or Mem Chaim, the godless Tzidkis. I'm unfortunately a modern American, so I don't know all that much, but I know that he was a very great tzaddik.
He was Hungarian or Polish?
Mem Chaim?
Yeah.
Mem Chaim, he was in
Universal. Okay, anyway, we'll discuss it next time. Shkoyach for the wonderful thank you. Beautiful. Shkoyach for the delicious donuts, herring, and everything else. Good herring. Okay, and we continue on. Zokti Mariet's right. Doresh Rova. Okay. Sani Bamaya. Okay, so we just now made the distinction between the beged and the
pishtan and the zroim of the they clump and they form a.
What you said is correct, but we're now going back to the focus of our Gemara, which is not Hilchis Shabbos and Zriya and Lisha, but the focus is the gabe, the damchatas that splashes. And that we're saying that there's a difference between a beged and between a car made out of leather. That the car made out of leather, you're allowed to go and have the water flow on it, but not on the car shel beged. We said, what's the difference? The difference is because when it comes to a beged, then shriyosoy zu kibusoy. Yes, having the water on it, that already affects the kibus. Good. Dorish Rava, mutal chabis minul b'shabbos. You're allowed to go and be machabes. Machabes sounds like not just water, but it sounds like the kiskusi, that you're doing a kibus with water on the minul b'shabbos. This should be familiar to you. There were times when Shabbos came in front of Rav, and Rav's shoes were all full of mud. What do I learn from that story? That you're allowed to do shichshuch. In other words, shaking back and forth under the water, that's okay. But no rubbing and no kibbutz. And Rav just basking, but lechabis menu b'shabbos. Rava realized that he made a mistake. Hadauki Rava Amoira, he had already dismissed the Amoira, the loud speaking person that was going to repeat the shir, and he called him back, or called another person back. You please be the Amoira Vidoresh. Dvarim Shemarti Lefneichem Toizem Biyadi. Rava was such a great individual. He was Oydevalei Vaish. I made a mistake, Rabbi Yisrael. Bram Kach Omru, the halacha is Shich Shuch is Mutter. If you're talking about Shich, and you want to go and do a shikshuch, you want to just go and have them shake under the water, that's okay. But kibbutz doing a kiskusay, that's also, that is
so he flip-flopped two times? First he said he was okay.
Before in the Amid Aleph, he hodder, he changed his mind because he said to go and say that the pshat and posik is a merachim. That's a little bit of a difficult, it's a kvetch. It's not that it's wrong, but it's a difficult. So therefore he didn't end off changing it in a major way. He just said that every negat tzaras causes even hard leather to soften up and become soft leather. So bottom line is the pasuk talking about soft leather. Either because it was originally soft, it became soft as a result of the negat tzaras. Here he was changing. It's not so much he was making a mistake as much as he probably erred in his speech. What he really meant to say is that when you're talking about a minhag b'Shabbos, you're allowed to do shichshuch mesani. And instead he said kiskus, shichshuch and kiskus, or kibus. So that was maybe a sleight of the tongue type of thing. He said, oy, 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 what did I say? Shichshuch is more the to go and just take the water and have it go over the shoe and have the shoe go back and forth. That's fine. Just don't do any rubbing. If you do rubbing, that rubs you the wrong way.
No elbow grease.
Okay, kibus us. Right, kibus b'mokin kodosh. The kibus had to be done within the azor itself. In other words, it was a small laundromat inside the azorah where you had to do the kibus. And now the Gemara tells us it's not only that it has small laundromat. Other parts of the azorah had other purposes. Azorah was a multi-purpose place. We always think of the azorah as being the place where they did the kabbanis, meaning the shechita and the kabbalas adam, as well as the flaying of the animals. They had these amudim, they had basement machayim to go and cleanse the innards inside the animals, and we had the pillars in which you hung up the animals to be able to strip them and flay them, and then minitech oisel and tzochel. But the azorah had many other, and of course the kahanim also had to have a place in the azorah to be able to go and eat their kabbanis. All of that is true, but in addition to that, we had to set aside other parts of the azorah for other purposes. We've already had a couple of days ago that part of the azorah was miyuchad for a beis hadesh and for a beis hasreifa for any kabbanis that became posel inside. Not those kabbanis that were already posel that before the coming, or those where there was a mitzvah l'sarfai, like all of the chatois ha-penimiyos. Then you took it out to beis hadesh and chutz l'machna. But there was a mini beis hadesh in the azorah itself for those kabbanis that became posel, like posel biyotze, posel betumah. Besides that, all the minonim, really, how do you know that kibbutz requires a mokum kodesh to turn about? Now, in our Mishnah, we mention not only kibbutz mokum kodesh, the last three lines, but shviras kli cheres b'mokum kodesh, and marikus shtifa b'kli nechoishes b'mokum kodesh. Meaning that not only when you had the kibbutz, when you had the blood that spilled on it, what about the kli cheres, in which you cooked your carbon, after a day, after 2 days, it gets full of noisar, and therefore you cannot use it because of the bliois inside. Kli cheres is no way you can go and purge out all the bliois, so you have to go and break it. In fact, the pasuk says, chol kli cheres yishaveh. What about a kli nechoishes? Kli nechoishes, it says, umoyrak beshutaf b'moyim. They have to do mariku shtifa. We're going to get more into the details, mariku shtifa, mitzvah tomorrow, the next day. But you have to go and cleanse it thoroughly, mariku shtifa. Where did that take place? Also in the Azar of Makam Kodesh. Now, it doesn't really say that. The only thing that it says about that it has to be Makam Kodesh is only with reference to the kibbutz Makam Kodesh. However, these two psukim are back to back. In fact, if you look in the Torah Ora Shalem, we only have two psukim here, and you'll notice the citations, the references, Vayikra Vav Chav, Vayikra Vav Chav Aleph. These two psukim are back-to-back mamish. So, the first pasuk is talking about Yizim Edom Alabeged, Techab is Mamakim Kodosh, and the next pasuk says, Uchli Cheres, Asher Tevu Shalvoy, Yishove, break it, Vim Meklin Choysh, Bushala, Boyre Keshutu Vavoy. It doesn't say anything about Mokim Kodosh. However, each one is preceded mitavav. Pasuk number two could have started off, Kli cheres asher tevushal by yishaver. Kli nechoishes bushal amoyer mishut amamoyim. Why did it say the vav ukli cheres? V'im says our Gemara that vav is going to be machaber to the earlier pasuk of the chabes v'makom kodesh. So tell the bal koira, don't stop at the chabes v'makom kodesh. He should continue on that the beged to chabes v'makom kodesh and the kli cheres to the chabes v'makom kodesh and the kli nechoishes is Marek Veshutaf in the Mokum Kodesh. I don't mean that literally, but the Vavs are Mechaber to the Inyan Rishon. And that's the entire Shekel Gemara. Zokti Gemara, Minuani Mili, how do I know that all three require Mokum Kodesh, Tonovan, Chavs, Mokum Kodesh? That's by the Kibbutz. And then it says, Shviris Klicheres, Minayin, Tamalayim, Oh, Klicheres, Medavav, Klicheres, Shitvosh, Yishavet. Marek Veshutim, Klicheres, Minayin, how do I know? Tamalayim, Vim, Klicheres, Bushal, Marek, all three have to be Mokum Kodesh. Right, so the Mishnah ended off that this is a special chumah bechatos, mi kodshi kadoshim, as opposed to all other kodshi kadoshim. Now, what was that zechoyim? Says Rashi, akibus koi. This din that the blood splatters from the chatos on somebody's beged and on the sack and the or and all the things that we described and discussed until now, that you have to do the chavis mokum kodesh only by korm chatos, not by any other kodshi kadoshim. Now, the lashon of zechoyim sounds like this is perhaps the only chumrah that we find by chatos, as opposed to all other kabbanis, we don't find any other chumras. All the other kabbanis are basically the same. And the Gemara asks a slew of questions. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions. What chattas has no other chumras above any other kachi? Kudishim v'su leka. V'ikah shenichnas dama lefnem, or lefnai v'lefnem, that there are chatois that you have to go and bring the blood into the heichal and do the hazois on Yom Kippur, all the way into the Kodesh Kedoshim. Throughout the year, if you bring a parallel shetiva, parakoyin Mashiach, you do it at least in the heichal, even if not in the Kodesh Kedoshim. I never found that by an oila, I never found that by a carbon toida, by ashlamim, I only find by the carbon chatos that you bring the dam inside. So that's a chumah that's only by chatos, as opposed to all other kachi kodeshim. Every Gemara we're talking about chatois achitzainos. Chatois achitzainos, you don't take the blood inside. Chatois panimios, yo. But our Mishnah is talking about your normal, regular carbon chatos, every day of the year type of chatos. What's that chatos? The chumah that chatos is. That if it has the splattering of the blood is the kibbutz. You're right, there are chatois and panimias. We're not talking about chatois and panimias. But for Eitim, we're going to have another chumrah. That what happens if the blood of the chatas chitzoina, shem nichnas dam alifnim, if you brought that dam into the heichal, it becomes possible. As we say to you, chol chatas is shiuza midom el oil moy lechaber bakoidish, loisiachu beishti sarev. That only applies to chatas, doesn't apply to any other karbanis. After the Moram Mishnah going to Rabbi Kiva, the Amakoldam Shinichasul Lehechel Chaper Psula. It's not only a din of Chatos, but even an oil or a shlamim. If a person brought the blood into the Heichel to do Hazois over there, the Chaper Bakoidish, to do the dam on the Kronis of that small little Mizbeach that was inside the Mizbeach Hapanimi inside the Heichel, same din applies that the carbon is possible. Even though the pasuk is only talking about the chatzis, Rabbi Kiva says lav dafka chatzis applies across the board. Okay, but I have another chumrah by chatzis. Shekim mechaper on chayovik krisis. Your standard chatzis mechaper on the 34 out of the 36 krisis. So that's a heavy duty. And oil is not mechaper on krisis, and oshim is not mechaper on krisis, shlom is not mechaper on krisis. So why are you telling me this is the only chumrah? I have another chumrah. It's mechaper on chayovik krisis. So the more in the Mishnah talking about bechatas to shmiyas hakoyl. Carbon oil of a yard. So carbon oil of a yard, shmiyas hakoyl doesn't rise to the level of a kareis. It's just an iser to go and say that I don't know any edus, but really he does know edus. So that you bring a carbon chatas. It's not the chatas kavur, it's the chatas of a yard. But that's what the more Mishnah means, that this chatas, let's assume the person is a wealthy individual, so he's bringing a kizbos ira, like a regular chatas. So what special chumris does this have? The special chumrah is that if the blood gets splattered onto a beged, you have to do kibbutz v'makom kodesh. But don't tell me.
Everything we've done in our parak is just with the chatas korban ol v'yoreid, really?
He's talking about the last five words of the Mishnah.
Okay.
The whole parak is talking about any chatas. Except for chatas oif. But any other chatas avad, we're talking about every single chatas. Chatois chitoinus, chatois penimiois, ne'echolois, nesrofeis, avad. We're just asking on these five words. This is the only chumrah you can find by chatas. I find so many other chumras. It goes and it is mechaper on chayavik krisis. See, what this zechoyim is talking about a limited chatas where it's not mechaper chayavik krisis. But for eating gemara, but every chatas to una arba matonos, four matonos you have to go and put on the top of the mizbeach. All other kabbanis you have to do either just one or you have to do shtayim shein arba. So there's a chumra by the chatas. It doesn't apply to the other kabbanis. If you work here, be shmuel the amar kol dam to unan dalid matonos al dalid kronos. We're not familiar that much with this Rishon. We had this Gemara already before, but Rabbi Shmuel is a very, if you will, unique Chumrah. We normally always talk about, by regular Kabbalah, Shtayim Shein Arba, you go to the two corners, you go and give a splash against one corner, splash against the other corner, and then automatically it splatters on both sides. So you have the Kiyum of Savit, all four sides of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Shmuel was not satisfied with that. He says, I agree with you, Shtayim, that you go to only two corners. But I don't hold that you go and throw the blood against the corner, and then it goes automatically on both sides. I hold that you get to each of the two corners, you have to go and put blood on one side of the corner, and blood on the other side of the corner. So if you're going to the northeastern corner, Lamarshal, you have to put on the northern wall, and you have to put on the eastern wall. And then when you go to the opposite southwestern corner, not just go and throw the blood against that like the other Mandi Yamrim hold, but you have to go and splash some water. So we have to, I say water, dam. You have to go and throw some dam against the southern wall and some dam against the western wall, so that you have, in fact, a throwing of blood against all four. No, according to that Mandi Yamar, then there's no real chumrah of a chatas over other kachi kudishim, all of them require four matones. But I have another kasha. What is the other? What's the other chumra? So Timora, kronis, al dalit kronis.
Right.
There you just do it against the wall. Here you have to do dalit kronis.
It's above the chesikra. You're on the sovev.
So there you have to do it on the four kronis. Isn't that also a special chumra that you don't find by all the others? Here you go and do it against the wall. Here you have to go krich at the top of the mizbeach on top of all four corners. V'litam echrei Timora. That's the only chumra that you can find. Ho'ika keren. Just the fact that you have to put it on the keren itself. Well, it could be that the dalit kronis goes together. Kira b'shmol the yomakol domenatun dalit matanis al dalit kronis. Here the kronis doesn't mean the keren on the top of the mizbeach. It means the four walls, the four corners of the mizbeach. Freidim avli tamech or ika keren. You have to go to the top of the mizbeach and put on the kronis, the actual horn, so to speak, on the mizbeach. And that's why you have to be toivel etzboi badom. V'ika chuda, that you do it against the edge of the mizbeach, or the edge of the keren. Ela chad mitrei tlosa chumri nokat. Avada, there are other chumris that we find by echatas, as opposed to the kodshi kudishim. When it says in the Mishnah, ze chumri, it didn't mean that this is the exclusive chumra that you find by chatas over other kachi kudishim. There are numerous other chumras, and therefore we don't need any of these doichik terutzim that we had until now. We could be talking about the chatzoyis apinimiyos, we could be talking about a regular chatas, not dafkishmiyos kol, and so on and so forth. All it's saying is that you should know this din of kibbutz begodim is a chumra that only applies to chatas. It doesn't apply to other kabbanis, to other kachi kudishim. I think we'll stop over here. Avoy Samichim, to be continued tomorrow.
So have a wonderful day. If a coin comes after